All right, welcome back to it as we continue now. The delusion of virtue could destroy America. The delusion of virtue could destroy America. The virtue signaling over abortion by a few sanctimonious Republicans is giving Democrats and Joe Biden a clear path to secure the White House and Congress for another 4 years. Yes, virtue signaling. It's what some Republicans are standing on in this, the most critical election year in American history. And it's only virtue signaling because it stands almost no chance of being successful if recent history is any guide to future results. That really is where we are standing today following the stunning decision by Republicans in Arizona to take a recess and not address the decision by that state's Supreme Court to validate a law from 1864 that outlaws abortion almost completely. Instead of listening to the voters in Arizona, a handful of pro-life Republicans say, quote, "We are doing the right thing." That's what they proclaim. They refuse to budge. They've embraced the failing political ideology of all or nothing on the divisive issue of abortion. This handful of GOP hardliners refuse to understand the very simple political landscape today where pro-choice abortion activists have won every single referendum on the question ever since Roe v. Wade was overturned. They seem to be oblivious that when it's on the ballot, abortion wins, and it doesn't matter if it's a red state or a blue state. You can check my math in Michigan, Ohio, and most importantly, in dark red Kansas. Abortion wins on the ballot every time. It's sad, but it's true. I know that's hard to accept for many pro-life Americans, but you cannot simply burn the country down over this one issue. Yet in Arizona, that seems to be the plan on the right. They will stand on virtue. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. They fail to understand what is crystal clear. Abortion is the winning issue for Democrats in a year when pretty much everything else has failed them. Democrats are upside down on the open border and the illegal migrants flooding into this country. The Democrats are now avoiding the term Bidenomics because it has become flat out toxic. After 4 years of relative peace under the previous administration, the Biden White House is dealing with wars and possible wars in several critical places, from the war in Ukraine to Chinese aspirations in the South China Sea, focusing on Taiwan and the Philippines, to the latest attacks on Israel from Iran. Joe Biden is dealing with an ever more dangerous world, and much of it because of his failed and failing policies. Weakness in the White House delivers danger from all directions. Yet, with this backdrop, one that should reward Republicans in November, Arizona Republicans are standing on virtue and declaring they are right, damn it, and they know it. Republicans I spoke with in the Grand Canyon state said they have no plans whatsoever to repeal the 1864 anti-abortion law. Instead, they say they fought for it, and it's the right thing to do. Their dedication to defeat in the fall shows a massive chasm of common sense. It seems they are so myopic, they cannot see that losing Arizona and its 11 electoral votes could be what rewards Joe Biden with 4 more years at 1700 Pennsylvania Avenue. But could also usher in a far more dangerous age. You see, Democrats will treat any advantage in Congress as a mandate to do anything and everything they've ever dreamed of. If you have any doubts on that, certainly just look at my home state of Michigan, where Democrats wrote a wave of pro-abortion sentiment supporting a statewide constitutional amendment in 2022 to secure a one-seat advantage in the state House and a one-seat advantage in the state Senate, and have proceeded to dump right to work, revive prevailing wage laws, and they have a war on guns and gun owners, too, while raising the state's income tax, to name a few. They are ready to deliver the Michigan model to America, as we have seen in Ohio and Kansas already. The Democrats are only a couple seats away from getting the gavel back in the House and could come away in November with a 50-50 tie in the Senate, meaning Kamala Harris would once again hold the tie-breaking vote. So I have to ask Republicans of Arizona who refuse to budge on the all-or-nothing argument over abortion, which is a time-tested, stone-cold loser, will you be okay early in Joe Biden's second term when Democrats hold a slight advantage in the House and a tie in the Senate and a national right to abortion on demand piece of legislation is sent to the desk of the president for his signature? Will you be okay with that? Will you be okay under the same circumstances when the Supreme Court is packed to 15 members by the same razor-thin majority? Are you going to brag about your virtue when 15 million illegal migrants are granted citizenship by these same Democrats hell-bent on one-party rule? I ask myself a lot these days, whatever happened to the pragmatists? How did we get here? I'm guessing those few Republicans boasting about how they are doing the right thing might be very hard to find during that second term of Joe Biden. Let's just hope that some common sense comes forward before then. But I doubt that is considered very virtuous these days in Phoenix. The old adage, live to fight another day, is falling on deaf and self-righteous ears. Sadly, it could lead to the fall of this once great republic as a result. And arrogance, my friends, arrogance is no virtue at all. And this comes from a pro-life guy. But if we don't win this election in 2024, everything that I've just described and more is going to happen. Pack the Supreme Court, end the filibuster. Millions more illegals will become citizens voting in your neighborhood. Crime will be ignored. You will be smeared. Because if you don't accept all of these people into your country, well, then you're a racist, you see. If you want crime taken care of, you're a pro-police racist, you see. Yeah. Arrogance is no virtue. But it's not going to change in Arizona. They believe they're doing the right thing. They'll stand on that. It's the hill they're going to die on. The problem is they might drag us all along with them. It's the hill they're willing to die on, but they're willing to take us all with them. Yeah. At any rate, that's where we are this day. I've got some final thoughts coming up. I do want you to check out stevegruber.com. Stay in touch. Read this column, which is brand new there today. If you'd like to share it with your friends, brand new column from me, The Delusion of Virtue Could Destroy America. That's the title on this column, available at stevegruber.com. It's also a place where you can listen live every day. You can follow the streaming on X, Rumble, and elsewhere. Please follow me on social media, X, Facebook, Truth Social, Getter, all of them. Be part of a growing movement of conservative Americans. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means power advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriot Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriot's Relief. Use promo code Gruber at patriotsrelief.com or call 877-230-1776.